This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. As you can tell, I am not Bradley Dean. I am Joe Messina, guest hosting for Bradley Dean today. He is out and about. He will be back with you on Monday, I believe. And I want to thank you for your time today. Don't change the channel yet. Come on, hang in with me. You never know. You might hear something you like. Again, if you want to learn more about it, maybe it's the first time you're tuning into the show and you're expecting to hear Bradley, head over to his website. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio. You'll find out a lot that's about Bradley and some of his writings and pick up some of his older shows, classic shows, if you would. If you like what you hear today as well, you can check me out on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We're both members of the GCN family. You can find me daily as you can Bradley right here on GCN Live. But if you want to learn more about me and my show and get my classic podcast as well, you can head over to therealside.com. Big news today. I mean, unless you've been in a coma for the last couple of days, everybody knows that, I don't even know what to call him here, Fidel. I mean, Fidel Castro is dead. And if you really want to know what a mess this world is in, Look at some of the comments being made about Fidel Castro and the Castro. I mean, animals. These. There's no other way to put it, but animals. You know, and if you really believe that there's a redeeming quality in these people towards the people they ruled over, and I do mean ruled over, lorded over, whatever, you have to. You know, as a Christian man, I realize that everybody. You know, God sees everybody, created everybody to be part of his family, but people choose not to be. They choose not to be part of the family. Now, when you look at some of these, again, some of the comments coming through on Mr. Castro, I mean, and this is, you know, I tell people all the time as a joke, if you got a comment on this, you got a comment on the on anything we're talking about today, really. 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Love to have your comments, questions, or what have you. Jesse Jackson said, in many ways, after 1959, the oppressed the world over joined Castro's cause of fighting for freedom and liberation. He changed the world. May he rest in peace. This is a reverend of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right? This is, are you hearing me? You want to talk about hypocrisy at its finest? If for any of you who give this man any respect whatsoever, I have to question where you're coming from. The Right Reverend Jesse Jackson says, in many ways, apparently he has done no history on this guy, after 1959, the oppressed the world over joined Castro's cause of fighting for freedom, liberation. He changed the world. May he rest in peace. The man was godless. What did he change in the world? He threw out Jesuit priests. He was not interested in religion in any way, shape, manner, or form. The religion was the government. When in a reverend's eyes is that okay?
No, seriously, I don't understand. When is a in a reverend's eyes, is that okay? You look at these, the body count of these people, the people he had shot, killed, and otherwise. Why should I cut him any slack? He's gone now. There's no change he can make to his life. I'm sure he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ several times. And anybody who holds him up in high esteem, I have to ask for you two things. Your IQ record, I mean, and what you consider morally correct. Right? I mean, when you think about what these people did, what Fidel did, he did exactly what he said he was coming in to fight. If you think about it, people who lived under the Castro regime, under their control, if you would, are rejoicing that the man is dead. Is that any kind of hint? Right? Think about it. So I don't know where the right reverend is coming from. I don't know where these people get information or decide who and how they're going to follow somebody, right? So, again, I don't... For those of you who think this is okay, who thinks it's good that what he did in Cuba, you've got me confused. And hopefully you'll never get leadership here in the United States of America. United States of America, that's right. Let's go to some of the comments that were made. Donald Trump came out originally and just said Castro is dead. Fidel is dead. Right? And if you think about that, did he really need to write any more than that? I mean, that was it. You know how he feels. You know how most of us feel. And again, I can only see, I only know what I read. And the video I've seen. But when you talk to people who fled... See, when you run away from something, it's usually because you don't want to be part of it. It ain't that great. And I love people here who've never been through communism. They've never lived in a socialist country. And they talk about, and this is where we've become. We've become so full of ourselves as a nation, as a society. We definitely are thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. Right? So we think we know more than them, even though we don't live in it. We didn't live under it. We didn't live with it. We know more than they do. Just amazing to me. Now, Trump's first tweet was very simple. Fidel Castro is dead, period. Now, later, he came back with a little bit more of a detailed statement, which makes sense to me. Right? He wants to let people know, I'm awake, I'm aware, I'm there for the phone call. You know, the 3 a.m. phone call. And I can imagine, if he's like me, he jumps up, he's ready to go. But he went on to say, today the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly 6 decades. See, no matter, as much as I get frustrated with him when he starts making his choices for cabinet and some other things, when he comes out with comments like this, when he comes out with statements like this, it shows me he's not afraid to say what the truth is. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host in today for Bradley Dean. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. More on Fidel Castro after this.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, I am not Bradley Dean. Usually Bradley Dean is your host. I am guest hosting, as we like to say in the business, for Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean. Big shoes. Big chair to fill. No, seriously. I mean, I'm always appreciative of him when he gives me time with his audience. Much different than my audience. And I do appreciate the kind words that you have sent me in the past as well. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to learn more about Bradley, maybe it's the first time you've tuned in the show and you were hoping to hear Bradley Dean. I hope you will not be disappointed in what you have to hear today. Bradley's a great guy. You want to head over to his website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you like what you hear today and you want to hear more of it, I am also on daily here on GCN Live. Along with Bradley, who's on Monday through Fridays as well here. And you can check me out on GCN or head over to my website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Let me get back to it. If you got something you want to say, you disagree with me, agree with me, or you just want to have some kind words for Bradley, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. My dad always tells me, you talk way too fast, Joe. You got to slow down. I can't write that fast. So, anyhow, always appreciate it. Listen, I've got a book out. I've just released my first book. I've got permission from Mr. Dean to let you know. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And there's several versions of it. One is color illustrations, black and white illustrations. But if you head over to my website, therealside.com, you click on store, you'll find the book. You'll find some information about the book. But, you know, it is truly, I wouldn't say it was ramblings. It's got conversations with myself about what's taken place over the last 8 years, you know, how we've allowed political correctness to be the foundation of how we think in this country, right? How we have allowed a very small percentage, single-digit percentage of the population to decide what's right and wrong. that you conservatives slash you Christians or Jews, you have not taken your rightful place in positions of authority. You've allowed morality to decay. And then you get upset with it. You know, I've gone off a couple of times. I don't know if I've done it on Bradley's show, but some of you may or may not know. I happen to be a member of a school board in California. It's a large population. And I'm one of probably the person that's the furthest right conservative Christian on the board. And I get virtually no help. All the conservatives that voted me in, all the Christians that voted me in, the Jews that voted me in, never show up to help. You leave us to fend for ourselves. And then what you do is you send these loon left legislators, people who stand against every value that we have, and you allow them to go to the state to dictate, and then I have to carry out laws that I find distasteful and wrong. And I find myself, a lot of times, I'm the one vote, the one dissenting vote. Right? But again, you want this to work. It's a full game. It's a full team effort. When you talk about football, the quarterback's not the only guy that can win the game. He needs help from his teammates. He needs the support staff to step up and take care of him. So whether you're a conservative parent wanting to instill these values into your children, a Christian wanting to preserve your First Amendment rights, you want to be able to worship freely, you hate all this political correctness, you hate walking on eggshells around your friends and others, get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It is available on Amazon. It's available at my bookstore. I make it easy for you to get. You have to go out of your way not to get it. How's that? So let me get back to the passing of Mr. Fidel Castro. And no glory, no honor here. I'm not giving him any honor. I'm not giving him any glory. He was a tyrant. And you know what? I don't know that personally. How do you like that? I know what I've seen in pictures. I know what I've seen in video. And I know what I've heard from all the people that have run away from that country. You don't run away from a country that you're enjoying life in, that's doing well by you. Now, do you? No, come on, think about it. So after Trump's initial comment on Twitter, Fidel Castro's dead, he came out with a little bit more detailed, which I'm 100% on page with. Today the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Fidel Castro's legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and denial of fundamental human rights. You know, you sit here, you loons on the left sit here and scream about conservatives who don't think that water is a fundamental right, like in Detroit, because people who don't pay their water bill get it shut off. Somehow that's a fault of ours. Somehow we made that happen. Somehow we're keeping people from getting water. If that irritates you so much, then why aren't you irritated about the Fidel Castros of the world? They don't clean water. You're lucky it's wet. He, as far as he's concerned, if you've got a river within 10 miles of the house, you got access to water. As far as food and other things, and don't give me that stuff. They got the socialized medicine, so everything's cool and hunky dory. It's not. It's not true. It's a lie. There are people dying there all over the place. Medicine isn't where it needs to be. Supplies aren't where they need to be. So yeah, it's a utopia if you're brain dead. Trump goes on to say, while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, it's my hope that today marks a move away from the horrors endured for far too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in freedom they so richly deserve. Terrible. Terrible words, don't you think? Through the tragedies, death, and pain caused by Fidel Castro cannot be erased, our administration will do all it can to ensure the Cuban people can finally begin their journey towards prosperity and liberty. I joined the many Cuban Americans who supported me so greatly in the presidential campaign, including the Brigade 2506 veterans associated that endorsed me with the hope of someday seeing a free Cuba. Cuba. That's my Boston coming up. Cuba. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, whose father, Rafael, is from Cuba, celebrated Castro's death as well. Fidel Castro's death cannot bring back the thousands of victims, nor can it bring comfort to their families. Today we remember them and honor the brave souls who fought the lonely fight against the brutal communist dictatorship he imposed on Cuba. See, again, people who lived there, people who've had to put up with it. Obama's mentality is that if he doesn't think, doesn't matter what facts are, forget facts, they don't count. If he doesn't think that it was working or that it works, he automatically jumps and says the 180-degree process, the 180-degree approach is the way to do it. So he's going to go 180 degrees different than what we've been doing, and his attitude is that'll work, which is just brain death. So President Obama released a statement Saturday morning through the White House press office that at this time of the Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. We know that this moment fills Cubans in Cuba and in the United States with powerful emotions, recalling the countless ways in which Fidel Castro altered the course of individual lives, families, and of a Cuban nation. History will record, judge the enormous impact of this singular figure, on the people and the world around him. Is he serious? Are these throw-up words? Is this the height of politically correct hypocrisy? Are we serious? This is just amazing to me. The man killed hundreds of thousands of people. He was an oppressor. It was a communist dictatorship. Maybe that's truly what Obama wanted. Maybe he thought the best thing to do was to make it a communist dictatorship here in this country. We would all be better off. Can you believe these comments, guys? Come on. Really, seriously. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. At this time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban. Well, I thought we already did that when we opened up relations with them. Right? Nothing here. Where's the prayers and concerns? We know that this moment fills Cubans in Cuba and in the United States with powerful emotions, recalling the countless ways in which Fidel Castro altered the course of individual lives, families, and Cuban nation by killing, maiming, and hurting hundreds of thousands of people, by taking away their businesses, their homes, their land. Oh, yeah, we could go on and on and on for hours. History will record and judge the enormous impact of the singular figure on the people. Really? No, it won't. You know why? Because people like Mr. Obama and others fight on a daily basis to change history, to alter the realities of history. Oh, no, I'm not letting these comments go. When we come back from the break, we're going to hit more on Mr. Obama's comments about Fidel Castro. Maybe we can get some insight into his mind. Very scary. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back, and hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, filling in for Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio. And head over to his website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you tune in today to hear him, hopefully you won't be disappointed. I don't believe you will. I really don't. I believe that you'll hear some things that'll cause you to think. You'll hear some things that, might irritate you, too. I mean, I can't believe some of the stuff I'm watching pop across my screen as we're talking. But I want to get back to outgoing President Obama's thoughts on Fidel Castro. 866-582-9933. If you want have some thoughts on this, 866-582-9933. So, the president goes on in his press release to say, at the time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a handful of friendship, or hand of friendship, to the Cuban people. Like I said, I thought we already did this. Now, he goes on to say, for nearly 6 decades, the relationship between the United States and Cuba was marked by discord and profound political disagreements. No! We didn't want to be part of them because they were killing their people. They were taking away property. They were jailing political dissidents. People simply didn't agree they weren't showing up with guns to take over. They just simply didn't agree. And that's okay. During my presidency, he says, we have worked hard to put the past behind us. Yes, I'm sure the families of all those people whose relatives were tortured, killed, maimed. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to put that behind them. You lost nothing, Mr. Obama. This didn't hurt you at all. There was nothing that affected you. Pursuing a future in which the relationship between our two countries is defined not by our differences, but by the many things that we share as neighbors and friends, bonds of family, culture, commerce, and common humanity. Really? Let me see. Bonds of family that he likes to tear apart. Not Obama. I'm talking about Fidel. Right? Culture? Okay, I like culture. Culture's a good thing. The Cubans have a lot of cool culture. I mean, the closest I've ever come is I don't even think we have any Cuban friends. Eh, we might. Right? But we've eaten at a few Cuban restaurants. That's kind of cool. I like their food. Commerce? Well, we don't have any commerce with culture. I mean, with Cuba? What do they produce? Other than the cigars, give me something else. Seriously. And what common humanity do we have? I mean, other than the fact that I feel that most of us in America feel they should be free to do what they want to do. They should be free to pursue happiness, a better life for their families and their kids. We don't share that with them. Mr. Obama, I don't know if you were aware of this. It's a communist nation. And then he goes on to talk about the contributions of Cuban Americans who have done so much for our country and who care deeply about their loved ones in Cuba. So deeply they're willing to come against you, Mr. Obama, and say what you did, what you're doing, what you continue to do is wrong. Today we offer condolences to the Fidel Castro's family, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. Why? You think they're in mourning for him? You're out of your mind. Now, you've given condolences to Fidel Castro's family. Have you given condolences to the tens of thousands of people he has killed? Have you done that? Really? No, seriously. Have you given condolences to the families that he's taken all their money and property away and left them for dead? Have you done that? Have you written them a note? I don't think so, because you won't even make phone calls to the policemen's families in this country who lost their lives. The loving, caring president of this country won't even call. Won't say anything to the police who've given their lives here protecting us. So no, not going to do that. I can't read any more of his stuff. Sorry. You go find it online. Jimmy Carter. What a whack he is. Sorry. You might love him. You might not. He mourns Castro's death. Praises the dictator for the love of his country. Let's see if anybody on the left will speak out on this. Let's see if anybody on the left can go to town about saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Love of country? You know, to get on Trump, when Trump says that Putin is a great man because he loves his country, Trump is a bad guy, right? Let's see how many people come after Jimmy Carter from the left and say, wait a minute, whoa, 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 you're out. You're off. No, 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 no. Former President Jimmy Carter expressed grief over the death of Fidel Castro, Cuba's murderous communist dictator. Carter released a statement recalling fondly our visits with him in Cuba and his love of his country. After news of the strong man's death broke, the Carter Center in Atlanta, the charity foundation by the 39th president, released the following statement. Rosalind and I share our sympathies with the Castro family and the Cuban people on the death of Fidel. I'd like to know what Cuban people wrote him to tell him that they were upset. We remember fondly our visits with him in Cuba and his love of country and wish the Cuban citizens peace and prosperity in the years ahead. Castro ruled Cuba with an iron fist for nearly 50 years. He was known how easily he would jail somebody, murder citizens. You opposed him in any way. He didn't even like the length of his beard, for God's sakes. You were done. You can't even count. There's no way to count the amount of Cubans he actually killed. Right? Because there's no information he gets out of Cuba. Castro's rule and his alliance with the Soviet Union brought the world to the brink of nuclear war in 1962. Yeah, some of you need to do your homework and remember that. Although I'd rather you not. You know why? Because some of you yo-hos will still blame America for this. We'll still blame the United States for this. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton reacted as well. Fidel Castro created hell on earth for the Cuban people. He will now become intimately familiar with what hell is really all about. God, it's just amazing to me. The independent reporter, Labor Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, also praised him Fidel Castro's death marks the passing of a huge figure of modern history, national independence, and 20th century socialism. From building a world-class health and education system to Cuba's record of international solidarity abroad. Castro's achievements were many. I can't believe this. I can't believe. Where is the left? Where is the righteous left on all this? Where are all you righteous people? You've got people who lived in Cuba. People who fled Cuba. People who lived there. Dancing in the streets of Miami. Because they're so excited about the fact that, you know, one down, one to go kind of thing, you know? Raul's next. The writer goes on to say, for all his flaws, Castro's support for Angola played a crucial role in bringing an end to apartheid in South Africa. He will be remembered both as an internationalist and a champion of social justice. Wow. So I guess they... See, what scares me about this is the left has decided it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter how many how many people they kill, how many people they jail, how many people they maim. None of that matters. Right? As this is sickening. This is just so sickening. None of this matters to them. As long as they get their desired results. Right? In Little Havana in Miami... They were celebrating last night, all night long, into today. Right? There were many appalled the world. Again, I'm not trying to beat this to death, but I want you to see where we've come as a society. Some of you already know this because Bradley preaches this all week long. And he's right. We have taken, as a society, we have taken a nasty turn. A really bad turn. And again, I get the biggest kick out of this because you're not seeing it or you're not speaking out about it. You and your friends need to speak out about this. I don't know. It's very disheartening when I see this stuff going on and people are still simply speaking out about President Trump, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You are listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean, and not here today. I'm filling in for Bradley and doing the best I can. If you want to learn more about me if you want to learn more about Bradley, head over to his website, thesonsoflibertyradio.com. That's thesonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll learn a lot more about Bradley there. And if you want to learn more about me, you like what you've heard, you like what you're hearing, then you can head over to therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on there. You can buy my book, just released last week. It's really simple. It's The Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Now, it's not in your Facebook. Kind of conversation you guys have when you're sitting having lunch. Maybe sitting on the front porch. I don't even know. Does anybody actually sit on their front porch anymore? Curious. I don't think so. But always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here today. Got a lot of crazy stories I want to go over, but this thing with Castro, I really felt like that, you know, that deserved a lot of time. And then you've got what's his name, Colin Kaepernick. He defended Fidel Castro. You want to talk about oppression? You know, isn't this proof positive that these guys really don't know? They really don't understand history. They really don't know what's going on around them. He was speaking with reporters following an NFL preseason football game against the Green Bay Packers. And when we come back, I'm going to play the little clip of his and what he had to say. I promise we'll finish up with this hour. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, in for Bradley Dean today. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with me. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'll have to apologize to you. I'm poking some of the left listeners during the breaks. I just look at guys. I love to believe. I would like to believe that there's good in everybody somewhere, somehow. You know, and at some point in time, they get the opportunity to turn to Christ. But for Fidel, it's too late. All right? And now to come out, this Colin Kaepernick, Jimmy Carter, Mr. Obama, I mean, these people, even the Prime Minister of Canada, to come out and talk about his great accomplishments of Fidel Castro just makes me want to throw up in my mouth. Actually, no, it makes me want to throw up, period. And I still don't get it. I'm still at a total loss. Now, if you guys have got friends on the left, ask them. Say, look, I'm not trying to start a fight with you, but I really want to know. You know, how do you give this guy kudos? How do you give this guy praise? Tributes have been paid by Latin American leaders, including the Venezuelan president, which I think is hilarious. They're in a world of hurt. It works out so well, right? The Venezuelan president, the Mexican president, Ecuador's president. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as the symbol of an era. Right? It's just amazing. And the Nelson Mandela Foundation, they gave him praise. I love this. Do they realize that if he moved into their countries, they'd actually be worse? If he gave them control of their countries, they'd actually be worse? But nobody cares. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick who I haven't done much on lately, but I love this because he's... Here's a guy that was fighting oppression. Couldn't stand how America was oppressing the blacks. Doesn't care that Castro oppressed everybody. I don't know of any political prisoners we have right now. No, I mean real political prisoners, people, not the fake ones. Anyway, let's take a listen to what Kaepernick thinks, thought, feels is right.
Colin, one of the times that you made that stance about fighting systematic oppression, you wore a Fidel Castro T-shirt after the game.
Now he's going to defend the fact that, well, I really didn't wear the shirt. Take a listen. I can't do it any justice.
Are you not aware that Fidel Castro is one of the 20th century's big oppressors of people?
I wore a Malcolm X shirt.
And Fidel Castro was on that shirt as well.
I am a believer in Malcolm X and his ideology and what he talked about, what he believed in as far as fighting oppression.
Are you a believer in Fidel Castro who was on that shirt?
If you let me finish, please. The fact that he met with Fidel, to me, speaks to his open mind to being willing to hear different aspects of people's views and ultimately being able to create his own views as far as the best way to approach different situations, different cultures.
So, how he approaches different situations and different cultures. Yeah, it's real simple. He jails them. He takes stuff away from them. He takes their money and he jails them. How's that? That's easy, right?
So it's good to have an open mind about Fidel Castro and his oppression.
I'm not talking about Fidel Castro and his oppression. I'm talking about Malcolm X and what he's done for people.
No, I realize you're not talking about it.
One thing that Fidel Castro did do is they have the highest literacy rate because they invest more in their education system than they do in our prison system, which we do not do here, even though we're fully capable of doing that.
We blow more money in our education system than they put out in theirs. I mean, give that some thought. You have been, the average person has been, I don't know, even bullpuckied into believing that we don't spend enough on our kids in this country. And it's so wrong. And the proof that spending more money doesn't make it any better, you can look at the Chicago school system. You can look at the school systems in New Jersey. Now, here in California, my own school district, we spend about $6,000 a child. That's right. We educate your child here for about $6,000. Not a month, a year. Now think about that. And we've got some of the top, our school district is among the top school district, and I know this probably isn't saying much, but in the California education systems. We have kids that go to great colleges across the country all the time. And then you've got New Jersey. $27,000 per child. They got like one of the worst school districts. Chicago. Should I go on? Detroit. We could go on and on and on about how much education costs, but nobody really sits down and does the real numbers. Because, frankly, the unions and others will come at you and say, no, that's because we don't get the resources we need. It's not just money. We don't have the right books, and we don't have enough paper, and we have too many kids in the class. I mean, there's always a reason why they can't succeed. It's been that way for 100 years. We constantly hear that. You know what? Maybe we need to find a different way to teach, huh? So if we can show you where you've got this, you've got this money going out at a horrendous rate, and it still doesn't help, right? Maybe we need to learn how to teach differently. Maybe we need to come at this differently. What do you think? And this guy. Let me finish it up.
He also did something that we do not do here. He broke up families. He took over a country again without any, justice and without any elections.
We do.
This is another moron. Now, I'm not talking about the reporter. I'm talking about Colin, who's never been there, never really hung out with anybody, from there. Doesn't understand what actually took place. And now he's gonna show that America, the United States, are just like Cuba.
break up families here. That's what mass incarceration is. That was the sound.
No, Colin. Incarceration in most cases is because you do something wrong. If you do something wrong, you steal, you rob, you kill, yes, you're going to be taken away from your family. That's how the justice system works. It's just amazing to me how you people are. And when I say you people, I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about people like you who think that everything's aimed at them. Everything is against them. You're making $16 million a year. You couldn't do that in Cuba.
Based on slavery, so our country has been based on that.
Yeah. Do we still have slavery in this country? Is he that brain dead? Do we still have slavery in this country?
As well as the genocide of Native Americans.
Are you equating the breaking up of Cuban families with people going to jail in the United States of America?
I'm equating the breaking up of families with breaking up of families.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough, forgive me for some of you, I don't know if there's enough booze available for me to consume to have that statement make sense. Even though I'm talking about people who have to go to jail for committing a crime, and that breaks up their family, I'm equating that to a dictatorship regime coming into my country and taking my home away, yanking dad away from mommy because dad made a statement against the regime, and puts them in jail. What's the difference? What one jail? I guess robbery. Going to jail for robbery is bad. Going to jail for speaking out against the government is good. Do these guys even think?
Throw football, catch football, make $16 million.
Wow.
That would be my line. Just wow. Just wow. I don't know how these guys live with themselves. I really don't. I don't know how these guys sit there and decide that what they're saying makes sense. See, people, we'll talk about this more in the next hour. But you're talking about basic morality has gone out the window. Thinking things through and how they affect the bigger, the bigger group, okay? They just don't think of it anymore. They don't think it through anymore. And this is our fault. As conservatives, as Christians, are you reaching out to your children? Are you worried that your children are going to be mad you won't talk to you? Are you reaching out to your nieces and nephews? Are you reaching out to your grandsons and granddaughters? Are you talking to your neighbors who are on the far left about this? Are you willing to let it all go down the toilet because you don't want somebody to feel bad towards you? You don't want to be seen in an ill manner or fashion? I'm just so curious. It all just confuses me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, your guest host for today. You've been listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in the next hour. We're gonna go after the young people and show you where they're coming from. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.